Hi, my name is Holden Harris, and I live in Ruston, Louisiana, a very small city in the deep south, in the southernmost part of the United States of America. Today I'm going to talk to you about three phrasal verbs which you can use, and hopefully by the end of this video, you will feel comfortable using them in your everyday speech. These three phrasal verbs we're going to talk about are hang around, move in, and give in. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go through each of these individually, I'm going to give you definitions for them, and then I'm also going to give you example sentences of how you can use them. So let's talk about our first phrasal verb today, which is hang around. And hang around actually only has one definition. So this should be pretty simple for you. The definition of hang around is to wait at a place or to stay near a place or person, often for no particular reason. So this is a true story, and listen to this example sentence. A stray cat has been hanging around our house lately. So again, hang around is to wait at a place or to stay near a place or person, often for no particular reason. And in this example, I'm expressing that recently a stray cat has been living outside my house for no reason. If you were to take this camera and to look outside in my garage, you would see that there is a stray cat living there, and I don't know why. I'm not giving it any food, any water, but it's still just hanging around my house, okay? And we don't know why. The key part of this definition being for no particular reason. Let's look at another example. If someone comes to my house and is just here and I didn't invite them, they're just here, I may ask, how long are you going to hang around at my house today? And in this case, I'm asking someone how long they're going to stay at my house. I don't know why they're here, but they're just hanging around. And, you know, maybe I'm annoyed by that. I don't know. But they're just here spending time, doing whatever they want. I didn't invite them. Maybe they don't have any purpose to be here, but they're here. They're just hanging around. And the last example I have for a hang around is Amanda hangs around the popular kids. This means Amanda often keeps company with the well-known kids. So Amanda hasn't been invited to this particular social group where there are popular kids, but she is still there. She wants to hang around them. She's just, let's pretend that there's a group of people here and Amanda comes walking over and maybe she's not even part of their conversation or whatever they're doing, but she's just there. She's just hanging around them. To wait at a place or stay near a place or person, often for no particular reason. Let's look at our second phrasal verb, which is move in. And move in actually has three definitions. So I'm going to go through them from the most commonly used way you can use move in to the least common way. So the most common way you'll hear move in and the definition for it is to start to live in your new home. Ronald moved into his new apartment last Monday. That's an example sentence. Again, Ronald moved into his new apartment last Monday. In this case, Ronald put his belongings in a new apartment last Monday and began to live there. So he packed up his things. Maybe he lived at home first, but then he packed up his things, took them, and moved into a new apartment or a new home, whatever it is. Most people will do this in their life. Before I lived here, I lived in an apartment. Before I lived at that apartment, I lived at home. So from home, I moved into the apartment. From the apartment, I moved into this house where you see me now today. And I had to take all my belongings, all my furniture, my clothes, everything I had to move them to a new place and then move them here. That is moving in when you move to a new home or something like that. The second most commonly way you will see move in used is under the definition to move closer to a person or place, for example, to arrest or attack them. So here's the example sentence. The police force began to move in on the bank robber from all sides. This example describes a situation where police officers surround a bank robber and approach him in order to arrest him. So we have a bank robber right here, but then we have the police officers from all sides slowly moving in on this one robber here, getting closer and closer. So they move in when you, approach from all sides. You can talk about this in a lot of different scenarios, if it's deals with the military, troops, even in sports. Let's say you have a soccer player with the ball, and then you have the enemy team moving in on him, surrounding him from all sides, trying to take that ball from him. So that is the second way you can use move in. And let's look at the third, which is to live, spend your time, etc. in a particular social group. This is a little more advanced, but listen to this example sentence. Sheila only moves in the best circles. This means Sheila only spends time with the most popular or powerful people. So you can say that if there's a social group or just whatever group of people that you hang around or hang out with, you move in that group. The football players move in the football crowd. Sheila moves in the best circles. So she just basically stays in that particular group, social group. personally, I don't use that phrasal verb like that, but some people do, and it's good for you to know. But let's move on to our third phrasal verb, which is give in. And give in has five definitions. That's a lot. I'm going to talk about three, which are the most common. So let's go through them. Give in can mean to finally agree to what someone wants after refusing for a period of time. So listen to this example sentence. My parents finally gave in and decided to let me go to the rock concert this upcoming weekend. So, in this case, my parents did not want me to attend the rock concert. However, they eventually changed their minds and decided to let me go. So, give in this case usually means that someone has changed their mind. So, maybe someone thought one thing before, but then they think another thing later. In this case, like I said, maybe today, my parents say, you cannot go to that rock concert. But then, maybe I do some chores around the house, I do some nice things, and I say, hey mom, your hair looks nice today. Hey dad, you're doing a good job. And then next week they say, okay, I'll let you go to that rock concert. They gave in to me, okay? So they changed their mind. This could be used in a lot of different situations, and this is the most common way you will see give in used. Another way that give in is used, and here's the definition, is to accept that you have been defeated and agree to stop competing or fighting. And let's go back to the example of a bank robbery. The criminals gave in when the police surrounded the building. That's the example sentence. The criminals gave in when the police surrounded the building, or when the police moved in on them. Okay, going back to our second phrasal verb. So in this example, the criminals surrendered to the police officers. So let's say that we have police moving in on the criminal. The criminal realizes he has no chance against these police, and he says, okay. He puts his hands up, says, you can arrest me. So he is giving in. He's surrendering. So he is accepting defeat, and that is exactly the definition, the second definition we have for you of give in, is to accept that you've been defeated and agree to stop competing or fighting. So let's look at our third definition of give in, and this third definition is to no longer have the self-control to stop yourself from wanting something. So the example sentence I have for you is, I resisted the temptation to eat chocolate for several weeks, but finally gave in. This means I quit eating chocolate for a long time. Eventually, I wanted it so badly that I decided to eat some. This happens with a lot of people who go on a diet. They decide to not eat certain foods, but sometimes the craving comes in so strong that they just give in to that food. They decide to eat that. If you can't control yourself, you want something so badly that you just don't have the self-control and you decide to eat that, that is giving in. You give in to your own personal desire. So, again, give in has five different definitions. Those are three, and those are the most commonly used ones, and those are the ones that you actually do need to know. So, let's review just a little bit. Our first phrasal verb was hang around, which only has one definition. Our second was move in, which has three definitions that you should look over. And give in has five definitions, some of them more common than the others. So just make sure that you know them. And, you know, with each of these phrasal verbs, personally, I do not use all of these and all of their definitions. So some of them are very commonly used. Some of them are not. So and some of them are way more advanced and are just used to give variety to the English language. But anyways, I hope that you were able to learn something today. Again, my name is Holden Harris, and these are three phrasal verbs which hopefully now you feel comfortable using, and I encourage you to use them in your everyday speech. Well, until next time, I hope that you can use these, and I will see you later.